from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly look at Northern California's science and environment. Today, we continue our series 33 by 20, a look at California's ambitious plan that one-third of the state's electricity come from clean power sources by 2020. Solar and wind power are booming across the state, but they're intermittent, and that causes problems on the state's electric grid. So California utilities are looking to smooth out those bumps by doing something rarely done on the grid today, storing electricity. Lauren Summer has more.
Inside an unmarked building outside of Sacramento, dozens of people are glued to computer screens.
So did you look at the load curve yesterday?
On the wall, there's a display plotting a big red line showing how much electricity California is using right now.
So these are the people that are keeping the lights on.
Yep. This is the real-time operations.
This is the California Independent System Operator, or ISO, where Dave Hawkins is the lead renewable power engineer, though he recently retired. The ISO is the traffic cop of the state's electric grid. It's their job to forecast how much electricity the state needs and to make sure it's supplied. And they do it every 4 seconds.
Our electric grid today, as we've built it and manage it, is a huge just-in-time delivery system. Just in time.
Hawkins says in order for the lights to come on when we flip the switch, energy supply and demand have to be in perfect balance. But since the demand for power is continually changing, they are continually rebalancing the grid.
If we don't get all the numbers correct, then there's some major imbalances and some unpleasantness that happens in the system.
Today, most of the state's energy comes from natural gas plants, which produce a steady power supply. But record amounts of wind and solar power are being switched on every year. And because the sun disappears behind clouds and the wind dies down, renewable power is variable.
The curves that are showing up so far are pretty erratic. You'll see 40, 50, 60% change in the output in a very short amount of time. And now it goes down, but also then it'll come back up.
Better weather forecasting could help the ISO anticipate the fluctuations, but Hawkins says they'll need something else to fill in the gaps.
We're looking at what we call Project Sano. It's a 2-megawatt energy storage unit.
Just next to the Pacific Ocean in Huntington Beach, Praveen Katpal of AES Energy Storage shows me one of the biggest batteries in the state. From the outside, it looks like a simple shipping container.
It's pretty unspectacular to look at. Which is good. We don't like excitement in the power business if we can avoid it.
The container is packed with small lithium-ion battery cells.
There are approximately 83,000 of those cells within this container.
The battery only holds enough power for 1,500 homes. But Katpal says that's not the point. Batteries are fast. This one can change its output every 4 seconds. That's a level of responsiveness that a power plant can't match.
Yeah, it allows you to do things that you really couldn't imagine being able to do before. All of a sudden, you're able to provide a level of power immediately and with certainty.
Grid operators could dial up this power to smooth out the second-to-second fluctuations on the grid. Katpal says he sees a booming market for energy storage like this, and he's not alone.
Energy storage is really undergoing a renaissance right now.
Dan Rassler is with the Energy Storage Program at the Electric Power Research Institute, a group in Palo Alto sponsored by the nation's utilities. He says longer-term energy storage will also be important when it comes to wind power.
Unfortunately, a lot of the wind blows at night, and we don't want to spill wind. You know, we've made this investment in renewable energy.
If nighttime wind power could be stored several hours, grid operators could use it during the day when energy demand is highest. Rassler says there are other energy storage technologies that could use excess energy, like pumping water uphill to reservoirs for hydropower or compressing air that could be released to run power turbines. Still, there's one big hurdle that's held energy storage back.
The reason you don't see a lot of storage deployed right now is the cost issue.
At its best, battery storage is twice as expensive as traditional power sources. That's kept most utilities away. But Rassler says the federal stimulus funding could change the game.
It's been huge. I believe it's around $250 million of stimulus funding, really is jump-starting a number of really key demonstrations.
Several of those demonstrations are being led by California's largest utilities. But given the cost, scaling up energy storage could take decades, and California's utilities are on a tight timeline. The state legislature is also debating an energy storage bill. That's the first of its kind in the nation. If passed, it would require the state to begin setting up energy storage goals for 2020, the same year the renewable energy goal comes due. For Quest, I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
Next Monday, we'll look at how Indian tribes are joining the renewable energy boom. In the meantime, head online to learn more about energy storage. And check out the rest of the stories in our 33 by 20 series. That's at kqed.org/33by20.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, with additional support from the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.